I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Right next to the Bosque in Albuquerque's South Valley is a small plot of land located on the campus of the National Hispanic Cultural Center. It's been set aside as a memorial park, and on Veterans Day, two new sculptures will be dedicated there, paying tribute to Hispanic service members. One of the works, Warrior's Repose, a Vietnam War memorial, was created by New Mexico artists Cristina Gonzalez and Jacob Cisneros. Cristina, Jacob, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer.
As visitors approach Warrior's Repose, Jacob, across the campus of the NHCC, what do they encounter first?
They'll come to a very long, rectangular, narrow strip of land. They'll approach the site from the east, and what they'll see are two large Corten steel elements that rise vertically into the air. And our primary inspiration for this is a temple in the complex Chichen Itza in the Yucatan in Mexico. It's a wonderful complex with several temples and Mayan structures. And one of the most significant structures on that complex is a temple referred to as Temple of the Warriors. And at the very top of this temple are two sculptural forms. They're serpents that rise vertically and have a shift as they rise up. And so these are abstractions based on those forms.
And as visitors get closer, Cristina, there are cutouts in these steel structures that Jacob was mentioning.
Yes. There are images of fauna and foliage from the Bosque and from Vietnam. And these are all interwoven, and they're actually cut out from the steel. The structures themselves are fabricated from big sheets, big plates of steel. So all those forms that visitors see, that narrative, it was all drawn by hand and then translated into a digital file. And then the pieces, the little pieces, were removed, cut out by water jet technology. So when you first walk up, you notice a pattern. It looks very delicate and lace-like. And then you get closer and you see, oh, there's a butterfly. I see a butterfly. Oh, wait, that butterfly is held in a matrix of yerba de manso and trumpet vine. And then you notice a soldier, a Vietnam-era soldier, holding an M16 rifle. So those are some of the narrative elements that are held in the walls of the structure.
These cutouts are going to remind people who live in New Mexico of Papel Picado.
Very much. And we worked with some really fabulous digital artists and fabricators all along the way to help us realize the project.
When you step inside these structures, there are portraits of two local servicemen who were killed in action in Vietnam.
Yeah, when you walk into either the sentinels, on the back wall of each one will be a low relief bronze sculpture, a bust of each of the soldiers, of Manuel Mora and Pete Padilla. And I sculpted these based on single photographs that the families provided, their official service portraits.
And underneath each of these portraits is some shelf space.
Right, there's a shallow shelf provided underneath the portraits, and we're hoping that when people come to visit the sculpture, that they may be inspired to leave something, a memento, so that it serves as an altar of sorts.
The intention of these two portraits is to be specific to these two servicemen, but also to represent all of the Chicano or Hispano veterans that this area lost during that war.
Definitely. You know, the original request for proposals from the state of New Mexico made clear that the commission needed to answer and be responsive to sort of multiple communities. There used to be a park named for Pete Padilla on that site. There was a recreation center, community center named for Manuel Mora. And in the 1970s, all the structures there were razed in the name of urban renewal in that part of Barelas.
So this is before the National Hispanic Cultural Center was built.
Correct. In fact, it was all to be an industrial area. And there are some industrial warehouses down there, some factories down there. And ultimately, a portion of that land became the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And I think the families have been waiting for a very long time for a kind of reclamation of the space. And I would say it's not just the families. That's where we are also kind of thinking about Hispano veterans in general and the historic locale of Barelas, the incredible history as an agricultural site, early crossing of the Camino Real. So we were kind of aware of the site itself having a potential to hold the space for the Padilla and Mora families, but also to be a metaphor for larger questions that impacted many families from the community.
Was there any input by these families of the servicemen or by the community to what you guys created, or did they leave it pretty much to you?
We were given lots of leeway, and we did reach out to the families, and we sat down and had conferences with both of the families. The NHCC has a wonderful archive of oral histories of interviews of people who were closely related and associated to Manuel Mora and Pete Padilla. And so we sat through and listened through several hours of these amazing oral histories. Mm-hmm. So that was great, and that helped inform what we did.
But nobody said, oh, I want it to look such and such a way.
No.
That's a certain amount of freedom for artists.
Freedom and responsibility. I think for us, it was a challenge and an honor to do everything we could to meet that challenge, to be considering the needs of the campus in terms of the scale of the piece, but also that it be intimate for families coming home. Oh, this is home. This is the land we remember. I can stand inside this, remember and see the bosque and see what has changed as well.
As I said, this is one of two works that
yes.
will be dedicated on Veterans Day. Did you work in tandem with the other sculptor? Or did you have an idea of what the other sculpture was going to be like and how it would relate to yours?
We did have a notion of what Sonny Rivera was proposing, but really, our piece evolved quite independent of his and with very different results in the end.
Mm-hmm. People are going to visit this work and this piece of land for many years to come. What are you hoping their response will be over time?
I personally hope that when they come to the site, there's a certain formal entrance to the park. And when they approach that spot where the sculptures rise into the sky, I hope the notion of solace, a sense of quiet, a sense of introspection, and the sheltering aspect that the architectural quality of these pieces have will provide that kind of focused space that a memorial really should have.
I hope that the work provides a space for reflection and questioning. I think that one of the challenges in creating a war memorial is to not over-sentimentalize. I haven't served in the military. How can I possibly approach that? I was acutely aware of that question, yet that's my job as an artist in this piece, is to create a space where I hope someone who has had that experience of war can take comfort without moralizing, without sentimentalizing, without oversimplifying what anyone experienced there. And I don't think it's our job to provide an answer, this is how you think about war. I don't think that was our job or the point so much as to open space for reflection.
Artists Cristina Gonzalez and Jacob Cisneros have created a Vietnam War memorial for the grounds of Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. The work's dedication is on Veterans Day, November 11th at 10 a.m. The public is invited. For information, visit nhccnm.org. Cristina, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.